has you to please, please pray this morning. I just want to be out of the way this morning. That's all I want. I don't want to be seen, and within myself, I don't want to be heard. I just want Jesus to shine this morning. That's all I want. And Lord knows our heart. I don't know how to preach. I don't know how to do one thing. But I know He does.
Amen.
And just want to be a vessel this morning to be used of Him. I'm going to try to read, this, I think, beginning here in Psalms 27. You might say you read there a lot and you've preached there a lot. And, thank you, Jay, and all these different things. And you'd be right. That's where the Lord leads me a whole lot. And I want to try to follow Him there. But I've got one verse, I think, that we want to try to read this morning there in the 27th chapter of the book of Psalms. And bear with us just a minute. In the 5th verse, He said, "For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." And I'll stop right there for just a minute. And these things has been on our heart this week. And thinking on these this morning, I got to thinking about where we hide. And to hide yourself is to put yourself in a place to where you're out of sight, and there's something blocking other people or something from seeing you. To hide, there's something got to cover you up and got to hide you from whatever that you're trying to be hid from. And I wondered this morning, where are we hiding? And I thought about that, how David had wrote that right there, and how that the Lord would hide him in His pavilion, and he said that in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me, and He shall set me up upon a rock. And you know, if you go looking up what a pavilion is, and you go looking up even what a tabernacle is, that's temporary dwellings. A pavilion, if you go studying on it, it's just a temporary shelter for a time. And you look at a tabernacle, it's just a temporary dwelling for the things of God, for a place of worship, and all those things there. And you get to thinking about that. But when David wrote that, he said He'd hide me in His pavilion. I'm going to read it where I don't quote it wrong. He said He would hide, for in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. And I got to thinking on those things there. And naturally to man, those things are temporary. Naturally to man, those things don't last for just a temporary period of time. Hey, but He said it was in His pavilion. It was in His tabernacle. Hey, and from what I read, the kingdom of God is eternal. Hey, when I got into this thing, when God put me into this shelter, when God put me into this place of worship, it wasn't for just a little while. Hey, there's a lot of places in this world you can enter into to get out of your trouble, to get out of your problems, to go worship something for a little while. But I promise you, there's going to come a time when you ain't going to be able to crawl in that no more. Who's bear with us just for a little bit? This is heavy on my heart this morning. Nervous and scared, and ain't afraid to admit it. I've got to thinking about hiding. And I know what I want to be hid from. I want to be hid from the devil. I want to be hid from his fiery darts. I want to be hid from the wicked things of this life.
Amen.
But there's people going around, Matthew, that wants to be hid from God.
Yeah.
I thought about that through the Word of God. Adam and Eve sinned. And the first thing they wanted to do was hide from God. Yeah, that's what naturally this old flesh wants to do, hide. Like when I do something wrong, I want to hide from God. I want to run, and I want to get as far away, because in my old natural flesh, I think that's going to make it better. But all that Dr. Adam and Eve was got worse. Because the Lord came down and knew right where they was at and called them out of where they was. And then He started making the way better once they come unto Him. Didn't seem like it. They took a whooping there and they took some scolding.
Yes, sir,
and they faced some consequences.
Yes, sir,
but the Lord put them on a path of redemption. I got to thinking about back through the Word of God. Others that fled and tried to find refuge. They had one man in the Word of God. I thought about it now. That run into this lady's tent and tried to get her to hide him. And the next thing he knew, he had a tent peg drove through his temple. Other run into a city one time and was going to try to find refuge there. Hey, and before he knew it, they took his head and cast it over the wall. Hey, them people run into them places thinking they was going to find refuge, thinking they was going to find a shelter, thinking that the enemy wasn't going to be able to get a hold of them where they was.
Yeah.
It's already been talked about this morning. We're living in dangerous times. Perilous times. Everybody, Bobby's trying to find somewhere to hide. Everybody, Mark, we're wanting somewhere to find a little bit of shelter, a little bit of peace, and a little bit of hope in this life today.
Amen.
And they're running into things that ain't going to work. Lord, help us this morning. I thought about this as David wrote that. And he said, "He shall set me up upon a rock." Please pray this morning that we'd just be able to bring up what the Lord showed us. I got to reading in these things, got to studying in these things. And over here in the book of Revelations, we got to thinking on some things over there. About the sixth chapter. I'm not going to read down through all this, I don't believe. We go through and we go to read about some seals that are getting open. And we go to read about some things that's got revealed unto some people. We go to read there about a white horse. We go to read about a red horse. We read about a black horse. We read about a pale horse. And we read about these things that are coming through. And at the time they come through, that white horse come through a conquering and to conquer. Hey, I want to tell you something. The way things is going to happen in our lives, church, God's going to reveal Himself into us as a conqueror. And He's going to show us He's the one that can come through and get rid of whatever problem we got. He'll come through in His great power and His great might. And He will reveal Himself unto you. And there will be a seal broke. And you'll be able to see what God is revealing unto you. It won't be hidden unto you anymore. And as this comes through, we get on down there and there's a red horse that comes through. He'll bear just a minute. He said, when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse, and it that was red, and the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And I want you to understand something. When the Lord comes through, Hey, every time one of these seals is broken, he said, come and see. Hey, every time God's going to open up something unto you in your life, and he wants you to come and see what he's wanting you to do in your life. He opened up and revealed his power unto us. Hey, and then what happened the very next thing? Old Satan tries to come in. Hey, he goes to try to plant a seed in your life. He goes to try to destroy what God's done. He comes through wanting us to hate one another. And what did he come through to do? To take peace out of your life. The very thing God came trying to give. That's the struggle that our world's in today. To believe God or to follow a lie. To believe the truth. It's not no complicated thing, Mike. There's a battle between truth and the lies.
Yeah.
But there's one thing about that white, that one that's won a white horse.
Yeah.
He come through conquering. Yeah. And to conquer.
Amen.
There's not one thing that he can't conquer, church. We may be in what's called the worst times we've ever seen, but I promise you that God has conquered and will conquer.
Amen. Bless him.
And Satan's going to try to take everybody's peace. You want to know who's moving through our land and country right now with a great sword? Satan is running rampant. I'm not giving him any kind of credit or boasting him. I'm just revealing unto you through the Word of God what he's doing.
Amen.
He ain't coming through to make your life better. He ain't coming through to bring peace. He's coming through to make your life worse and to take peace from you. And when you make your decision of what you're going to follow, there's a black horse that the young brood had some balances. What's them balances do? It weighs things out, Darrell. And it shows if we come up wanting it anyways. The judgment of God is true.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If we choose to follow a lie and let that one upon the red horse lead us, there's coming a day when you'll stand in front of God. And you may be standing in front of him right here today. And he's weighing your life in the balance. Judgments are falling on somebody right in here this morning. I promise you that. And he's saying, what's in this balance? If it measures up, what are they using balances for, Darrell? When you went to buy something, if you wanted to buy it, it took so much weight of this to equal so much weight of that. To say if you had enough to buy that, enough to purchase that, you had to make sure that them balances level out. And this morning, we're wanting peace, and we're wanting salvation, and we got enough to lay in the balances so we can have that. Without Jesus, you ain't. We'll all face these things. When he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth.
It's appointed that the man wants to die. After this, the judgment.
I'm thankful you're looking at a dead man this morning.
Yes. I'm glad I've already died. My face is dead, Tommy.
And this old natural man's dead.
Before you this morning, there's a spiritual man too that's alive.
I promise you, you'll face judgment. And if you stand before him without the blood applied to your life, hell's a following.
Amen.
Hell's a following.
Amen.
I'm not going to be able to get through all of this, and I know it's far deeper and far greater than I could ever. And as I got to read it, the Lord revealed so many things to me, Mike. And I know this morning there'll not be even just a scratch of the surface ever be touched this morning. But I want to get around to where God was taking us today. The Lord reveals Himself unto us. And the Lord helps us know, Ethan, that there's only one shelter. There's only one hiding place. There's only one way to escape hell. And David said, hey, that he would hide him in his pavilion. That he would hide him in his tabernacle. Hey, and he'd set him upon the rock. Hey, where's your salvation this morning? It better be in the rock of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
you can read on through this chapter. You get on over towards the end of this. There's coming an end to this world. It can be denied all that this world wants to deny. They can be people that skips over preaching about it. They can be people that tries to deny the truth. But there's coming an end to this world. And there is a time of judgment in every one of our lives when we'll stand accountable for what we've done with the blood of Christ.
Amen.
What have you got to hide in this morning?
I got scared this morning, Daniel.
As I got to thinking about some of the people I know that's lost. And they're running through this life. Not a clue. And yet quick death comes a moment, a twinkle of an eye. And the irons, you think not.
Yes, sir.
There's some people sitting in here this morning that thinks you've got a long time ahead of you.
Quickly.
There may be some of us dead before we leave this place this morning.
Amen.
But no, I'm not thinking that way in my mind. But the truth of the matter is that it's so.
We skip on over in this, about the 15th verse of that 6th chapter. He said, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. And from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? There's a lot today.
I wondered back in the day of Noah. There's probably a lot of people in that day, Caleb, that stood there and they saw Noah working on this big old boat right out in the middle of nowhere where it never rained. Where there'd never been no ocean. Where there'd never been no great bodies of water. And there was many that watched that man in life. Maybe a lot of them now said, well, I've got a little boat back at the house. If it starts raining, I'll jump in. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that most of them had some kind of an escape plan in their mind. Some way they could hide if the truth, if Noah was truly telling the truth,
I'll find me a way at the last minute. I ain't worried about this. I'm going to tell you something. There's a world today that's waiting for the last minute. And they think they've got them a plan on how they're going to make it. It said right here that the rich men, every kind of person you can think of is covered right here in this verse. The kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman, every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. I'm going to tell you something there. I read to you about a rock. I didn't read to you about the rock. So, he told them over there one day, there, he said he would every stone that was in that temple over there, that he was going to cast it down. And he said in 3 days he'd break it up. I promise you, everything that you've got building up in your life within yourself, he'll tear it down. But I promise you this, he can build it back in hands. Everybody thinks they've got a place to hide. And they was crying for the rocks just to fall open and hide them from the wrath of God. And who can flee the wrath of God?
Yes.
There's no escaping.
Amen.
Who can stand in that day? Him that's got in the pavilion of God. Him that's in the tabernacle of God. Them that's been set upon the rock.
Yes.
He told Isaiah, he said over in one place, he's talking about the wrath that's going to fall upon them people over. I believe it's about the second chapter of the book of Isaiah. He told them over there, he said to go into the rock and to hide thyself in the dust there. Hey, and he talked about them people over in that day that had their gods would be fleeing under the high places, under the caves and under the dens. Hey, they find out when they got there, they cast their gods under the backs and under the things of that nature wouldn't mean nothing to them no more. There's a lot today that's got their own hiding places. And there's a lot of different hiding places. There's a lot of little dens, and there's a lot of little holes and some rocks somewhere. And everybody's got a different place they like to crawl into. We throw out a few drinking, drugs, fornication. We throw out a lot of them right there. I'm going to tell you what. There's some little old dens that's called pride. There's some little old dens that's called self-worth.
Amen.
And we crawl up in and think we're good enough. Like Lee read this morning, we think we come to church, we blend in, and we're doing all right. He told Nicodemus, he said, except you be born again.
Amen.
It ain't just looking the part, Mike. My wife been testified this morning. Maybe she's a little girl. She went to an altar because somebody else did. And when she got up, they wanted so bad to say that she'd got saved, they told her she was saved.
Yeah.
And she went for years of believing a lie. Do you know what the Lord done? He come by one day and showed her the truth. And you know what He'll do? If you're lost, He'll show you. If you're lost, He'll save you. The Lord don't want us out here having to suffer through the things of this world. He don't want our peace taken away from us. But He's one that comes and He wants to destroy you and take your peace. There's one that comes to give an abundance of peace. He comes to restore and not to tear down. He sent me this morning to tell you about this refuge. He sent me this morning to tell you about a place you can get.
Mike, what good would you be if it was standing out there in the storm and the rain and you could go over and open the door and say, come on in here, you can get out of that. That's what the church is here for today. This world's in the storm. This world's a struggling. And this world's a suffering. And the church of the living God's here today to say, come on in here. There's a safe pavilion.
Amen.
There's a tabernacle in here. I like it if you read on down there, but I think it's the sixth seal. Maybe
fifth. If I go back and read it, I'll read it.
You find them ones that had died, and they were under the altar. They were underneath the altar. You know where I am in this tabernacle? I'm underneath the altar.
Yeah.
Where do we need to stay? Underneath the altar. They wasn't in there trying to lift themselves up, was they? No, they were down there saying, how long, Lord? How long until you're going to avenge? Hey, these things, how long, Lord? I promise you today it's not going to be much longer, church.
Amen, Dean.
They don't have to get ready to fall on here like we ain't never seen. There's great tribulation coming. Hey, and I promise you, hey, there's going to be things take place like you never thought would take place. Hey, I ain't preaching unto you some crazy doctrine. I ain't telling you that some are going to go through it and some it ain't. I promise you we're all going to face the trials and tribulations of God.
Yes,
we're all going to suffer. Darrell Dunn quoted it. You go over and read the book of Luke about those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. I promise you, you ain't going to be able to endure unless you're saved.
Right.
You ain't going to go through. We got people, hey, this might go over wrong with some, but it's going to go over right with God. We got some today that think that they're going to endure some through some tribulation and not take some mark within their own strength.
Amen.
We got some thinking they're tough enough to beat the devil.
Yeah.
I promise you, you can't stand it against me.
No, sir.
If you ain't got the whole armor of God on, you cannot withstand it.
No,
if you ain't in the shelter of God, the enemy will overtake you. And he will destroy you. We preached that a few weeks ago. He didn't have to be your bell. He's out to destroy you and to devour you. And I say this, you want to know when you'd like to get hold of him? He don't care how small that child is. He don't care. And how's he going to get to them? Through you. How's he going to get to mine? Through us. I'll say that right now. Ethan, just keep that child in here. Because when it looks like maybe he's attacking you and he's after you, Kim, he's trying to destroy your life. You know who he's trying to get to? The one you're carrying. Oh, he's after the next generation just as quick as he is after this one.
That's right.
Why I had to say that, I don't know. It'll work. He don't care. He's out to destroy and to take peace away from us. He's out to take the lives of these little children right here and not even blink an eye.
He knows what his destiny is. He knows what his fate is. And he knows the wrath of God. He can't stop it.
But he's trying to take as many with him as he can. He can't get in the shelter of God. He said, no man can pluck us out of his hand. I've said that and used that example many times, Caleb. I sat on my dad's lap. And he'd get a hold of something and hold it in his hand. He's just trying to show me how strong he was. I've done the same thing my end. It's like, get out of there. I'm old young, you go to peeling and pulling, and I couldn't get my fingers back. Big enough now,
Jake could probably rip my fingers open.
Because I'm not that strong. I'm in the hands of a God. There ain't nothing can rip me out.
They ain't nothing can get stronger than Him. They ain't nothing can get bigger than Him. They ain't nothing that can fool Him enough to where He'd lay that hand open for a second to where they could get to Him.
What a shepherd, what a rescue, John. And if you ain't in that, you know what? You're just laid out in front of this world. And destruction is a coming.
He said, we're in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. What the devil say he's coming to do? He's coming to separate and to take away peace. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. There's an end to come.
There's hope, church. But I'm going to tell you what.
If you don't accept the Lord, there's damnation coming. He said over there in the 23rd there, he said, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? He said, wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. There's no escape from the wrath of God.
Amen. And if you turn away the blood of God from every one that stood and preached this word of God from the beginning, from righteous Abel, that blood, and that will fall, the wrath of God from then until now will fall upon your head.
Yes, sir. There's no escape in hell without Jesus.
There's no escaping the wrath of God
without the blood.
Where are you hiding this morning? Are you hiding in the rock? Or are you trying to hide in the rocks of this world and the things of this world? Are you calling when the fire of God comes on your life? Are you calling for the rocks to fall upon you and hide you? People, we see things and we see people get caught up in sin. And I'm going to say this. There's a little saying, sin will take you farther than you ever wanted to go and keep you longer than you ever wanted to stay. It costs you more than you ever wanted to pay.
Amen. Why is that, you reckon, Matthew?
When somebody sins, they do just like Adam and Eve, don't they? We try to hide.
And what is the first thing they done? They went to grabbing everything around them and tried to cover up with, didn't they? What's our people doing today?
We're singing, we get ashamed.
And very well we should.
Amen.
But instead of running from God, we need to run to Him. Instead of trying to pull in more rocks that's around us, crying for them to fall upon us, we need to run through the rock, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we need to crawl up in there and hide ourselves in the dust. Just crawl right up in the altar somewhere and get under that thing and stay there. There's no place to hide outside of that. You can cry for every rock you want in this world to fall on you, and it won't hide you. There's an all-seeing eye that knows everywhere every one of us has been. Knows every thought, every pattern on our head. You know what He done? He still knocked at the door, knowing who we was and how sorry we was. He wants everybody to come unto me, all that are weak, all that are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. There's not much rest laying out in the middle of the woods when a storm comes through. And the wind's blowing, and worried about limbs falling, worried about all these different. There's not much rest there. Worried about some beast coming through and maybe getting. When you're laying up there in the wide open, there's not a whole lot of comfort and consolation, is there? If you get crawled up to the shelter somewhere, you can sleep, and you can rest. You can find hope. If you're wandering in this world and trying to find peace in it, it's not there.
Amen.
And then little God we've built up will come down to the day. And we're going to try to lean on them, and they're going to fall over. I laid there this morning and I got to visualizing some of the lost people that's been on my heart. And I see them laughing and going on through this world. And I see them thinking that they're living life. I see them thinking they're enjoying their life. And in my mind, lights, and I got to sit there and I got to see them, their smiling faces, and their joy in the pleasures of this life. I saw an abrupt stop. And I started hearing them scream. And I saw the laughter and I saw all the joy and the torments. And I visioned that this morning. My people screamed in hell. And it scared me to death. I'm in shelter and I'm safe. But they're not. I'm not worried about going to hell. I'm not worried about none of that for myself. But I'm scared for my people. And if we are born again children of God here this morning, we need to get worried about people.
Amen.
We need to get concerned. And we need to get busy. And we need to get to work for the Lord. We ain't got no time to sit back and leave it to everybody else. Mike, you're a deacon here, but it ain't all your responsibility. Matthew, you're a preacher. It ain't all your responsibility. We've never one got a work to do in this. If we know the goodness of God and we know the peace of His shelter, we need to be a trying to tell others about it.
I don't want them going to hell. Some of the lives I've seen were not old.
But they're accountable. I was 12 years old. Early. When God came by and showed me I was lost. And on my way to hell, I was accountable. I tried my best to hide in the things of this world before I got saved, even as a 12-year-old boy. I tried to act tough. I tried to cuss the most. I tried a whole lot of different things in this world to try to make me feel evil. And try to make me feel like that I was tough enough. But every night when I lay down in my bed, the only thing I realized I was in the Bible became. I realized I had no protection. I wasn't tough. I wasn't mean. I was lost and wandering around without any protection. And the Lord come by and offered me a pavilion. And offered me a tabernacle. Put me on a rock. Established my goal tonight. Where are we this morning? With the Lord. That's been his bearing on me for months now. As born again children of God, where are we? What are we doing? We've every one got work to do, church.
Amen.
I want my lost people to get saved.
And I know y'all want your lost people to get saved.
Show them the shelter.
Show them how good it is in here. I'm thankful that when I walk up and somebody goes to talk about how bad it is, that I'd say, I'm just going to keep my trust in the Lord. He's the only thing that ain't ever changed. I love to say that to people. And they'll go, oh, I know. And I hope they do. He's God, and He changes not. His word is true. And I read over in Peter, I believe it is there. He said this order is going to get destroyed. And he said even the elements of the air is going to melt with fervent heat.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's coming back to take us home, church. He's coming back to destroy the wicked. Plain, simple, no complications in that. The Bible said there's two ways it's set before you. There's a way of life, there's a way of death. And we choose. That's what the Lord laid on my heart.
I hope it got out.